everyone. Jackie Schimmel here, writer of blog turned groundbreaking and super intellectual podcast, The Bitch Bible. Today we are joined by funny bitch and writer and star of Fameless on True TV, gluten pioneer woman, mother of the decade, and co-host of Girl Boss Radio, Liz Carey. Woo! Welcome!
Wow. I had no idea you had so many people in your live audience.
Oh yes, it's a huge live audience.
This is big.
Just me and Emu.
This is big.
I know. Try not to be nervous. It's very intimidating.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. I feel like this is going to be a great time.
Yeah.
I love having people who have podcasts so they get the jig.
I didn't really know what a podcast was, to be honest, until maybe 7 months ago.
I still don't know what a podcast is.
I don't know what it is either. It's like a text where we talk out loud.
Yeah, I guess so.
And hate on people? I don't know.
I try to tell people it's like radio for your phone.
I told my mom to tune in the other night. And she was like, honey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know. You just can't explain these types of things. I mean, I try to tell my grandma and she acts like I'm doing like a charity.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand.
Jackie's doing her thing on the radio.
Yeah. And I'm like, and then people get really excited and I'm like, well, it's not exactly radio, but whatever.
Whatever. As soon as you hear download with my mom, she's like, what?
Download? What does that mean?
Hold on. She's got to get my stepdad in there.
My parents have never listened to this podcast and it's probably a blessing. You know, my mom, I sometimes make her listen to it.
Let's make her an audio file that we can text her.
Yeah, yeah. She wouldn't know how to do that either.
We'll put like a colorful play hit button here.
You know what's sad is that like my mom is super cool and hip and like fashionable and she knows everything that's going on. But with technology, she has no idea. She doesn't even know how to text on the phone. She uses the audio text.
Okay, so do I. I have a bad shoulder, and it's so bad.
Wait, why do you need your shoulder
because
to text?
I'm lefty, and I do this all day.
What are you like? Are you like
I'm
really?
I'm like this.
It's like not charades.
Yeah, you're like, are you going to act it out? I don't know. My shoulder starts hurting, so I've had to start audio texting, and you look like such a pile of weird.
You're like, hello.
Hello.
Period.
Period.
I will be right there. Period.
I'm so excited that it cleared up. Exclamation point.
Have you ever like accidentally FaceTimed or butt dialed or anything like that?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well,
I've accidentally FaceTimed someone on the toilet one time, so.
Wait, right when the new iPhone came out, mm-hmm. I have no idea how to use technology either. Like, at all.
It's overrated.
I have a 10-year-old. I got pregnant when I was like 20.
14.
14. I'm like, wait a minute, that math is not good. I ass-dialed somebody. I thought it was hung up. I was at a coffee place with my friend, and then I looked at it, and it said like 7 minutes, 31 seconds. I was
Whoopsie.
Like, is that the time?
Oh, no.
Because it's super late all of a sudden. I had torn her a new asshole for 7 minutes and 31.
You're talking about her?
Hung up and went into it. I was like, I used to have a handbag company and she wanted a free bag. And I went on and on and on. Like, she can fucking pay for it. She's rich. I can't believe how entitled she is. Like,
oh, my
went
God.
On.
And then what was the aftermath?
And then I realized that. So I hung up. I was like, what's the chances anyone listens to a voicemail? Like, if I see a voicemail,
oh my God,
like,
I listen. when people butt dial me, I will stay on the phone for 24 minutes and just like hope that they start talking shit about me.
If you catch them in it, it's good.
I will put it on my Bluetooth and
like,
I will tip my whole
like,
car
ride.
Link
up. Let me link up. Hold
Even
on.
If they're just breathing, I'm like, oh no, they're going to start talking shit and I'm going to catch them.
The only thing I could think to do was to call her a bunch. And I was like, hey, I just got a new iPhone. So. And
oh,
I called
thinking
and
that
hung
would...
up a bunch more times and left a couple sporadic
messages.
Oh my
God, that
messages.
Is so genius.
And I go, so listen, if you get a bunch of emails from me, ignore it.
Just
I'm
delete them.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh my God, did it work?
She never said anything.
Okay, so she either hates you with a burning, fiery passion and just like doesn't want
to
confront you, or the plan totally worked.
I mean, that's all I could think to do.
That is the smartest thing. What I would do, because I'm a moron, is I would completely address it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
throw yourself under the bus.
I do that all the time.
It's the worst. Don't.
All the time. And I was in a situation, we were going to talk about this later, but I'm going to bring it up
bring
now.
Because
I needed like some girl boss advice.
Okay.
Because, you know, with what I do between the podcast and the blog, like my job is basically talking shit. Is there an earthquake? What the fuck
it
was
totally
that?
It totally felt like an earthquake, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's
What's
This is like
happen?
Doomsday. Fuck.
Wait
it's
a minute.
Omen.
You felt it, right?
Totally, I felt it.
I thought
get under the desk.
Wait a minute, I felt it again.
Get the helmets.
Okay.
So sometimes I write things. Like recently, I wrote an article about Coachella because you know it's just like the most generic topic to rip on because it's hilarious and it's so easy to do.
So easy.
And I'm all for like an easy blog post because it's fucking hard. So I'm writing about Coachella.
Yeah.
All my friends went to Coachella. One of my best friends performed at Coachella. Yeah. Love Coachella. Yeah. I just didn't go this year because we're traveling a lot and I didn't fucking feel like it.
You and your fiance?
Me and my fiance.
You guys are going places, going to Napa or something?
So, yeah, totally. Totally.
Going to coupley places?
Coupley places, yeah.
I'm not jealous.
No.
I'm not bitter. I'm fine.
Nashville filter all day.
Yeah, all day.
No, so we didn't go, but we were gonna go. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote this, like, you know, interestingly scathing article about Coachella, and apparently a lot of my friends were offended because they thought it was about them. And I was like, dude, get your head out of your ass. Like, you know, if you think I'm that fucking stupid, like, I'm not talking about you, dumb fuck.
What did they say? I need more info.
They basically were like, whoa, like, is she talking about us? Like, does she think we're... I don't know exactly. I couldn't even dip my toe into the, like, level of what the conversation was because it was so ridiculous. And then I was like, maybe I should just say sorry and, like, be like... But then I was like, I'm not fucking saying sorry.
Never
I didn't
apologize.
Do anything. So the people that I'm really close with, I, like, sent a text. I'm like, I heard you thought that my Coachella article was about you. It's not. And for the record, I'm not sorry, because
sorry,
I didn't write
sorry.
About you. Get over yourself. He said, I have a different article coming out about you called, you know, so-and-so.
My group of asshole friends.
Yeah, exactly. With names and, like...
And pictures.
And pictures and addresses.
And Instagram handle. So calm the fuck down.
Yeah, calm the fuck down. So the moral of that story is I'm so not sorry. And it's kind of hard to, like, differentiate the two. But not really.
Not really. No. You... People that go to Coachella are losers.
And I went to Coachella, and I wanted to go. I wanted to go. It just didn't work out. And I would acknowledge that I was an asshole at Coachella.
You would say, listen, I'm wearing a fucking flower crown. I'm high as fuck.
Yes.
And this is why I came here.
Hello.
But I just got engaged, and I'm going to Napa with my fucking fiance and living a normal life.
Exactly. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the desert. Yeah. Literally. Literally.
Idiots.
Fucking idiots. Anyways.
Why is it always in the desert? Like, you know if you're going to do a mass amount of drugs. Like, don't go to a dehydration center. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, you should go somewhere that's, like, super humid or...
Go to Big Sur. Go
yeah,
to the
somewhere
coast.
With fresh air. Lake Arrowhead.
Like, it's the worst idea ever. They're like, let's do a bunch of blow and mushrooms and molly and out here in the dirt pile.
Yeah, that is...
With some bands you've never fucking heard of. I'm so angry. Sorry.
No, that's... By the way, that's exactly what I said. I was just making fun of, like, the person at Coachella. Like, oh, I'm so into LCD sound system. It's like, you don't know.
No, you don't even know.
I did it.
I didn't know.
When I was at Coachella, I'm like, oh my God, who did I pretend I loved? Like, Alt J or something.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh my God, I love them. I was like, I know like three
so
songs.
Much.
And I was like,
so much
yes.
Love.
I wore a fucking metal head wreath.
No, you
Yes, I did.
I'm going to go.
Okay, bye.
I'm
it was
so
go. Nice meeting you.
This was
you.
Chill. This was great.
Yes, I wore overalls.
Honey, no.
I know. But I
You're
own
young.
The fact
it's okay.
that I was being a
it's
total right, douche. I also slept in a laundry room, so things were great.
Oh, God.
I know.
But as soon as it came out with, like, Coachella fashion, it stopped. How much stringy shit can anyone wear?
No, and the cutoffs, like, put your assholes away.
Also, were girls having, like, hair and makeup done there?
I mean, there has to be a blow-dry bar on campus.
I saw,
on
like,
campus.
A fully painted faces. I saw girls, like, with, like,
there's a contour
out, like... Across the grass, they look lit.
I know.
And not lit, like lit.
Like
somebody's putting a fucking light on them.
I know. It's very bizarre. It's a very strange festival.
I'm picking my nose and I just had to differentiate between lit and lit. That's
oh, that's
sad.
No, it's not.
That's sad.
No, it's not sad at all.
Yeah.
You know what's sad? This breaking pop star news that I have in my outline. This
oh,
is
God.
Sad. I'm just going to say it and then we're going to let it
just
die.
Just say it.
Because I feel stupid for even writing this down. Harry Styles cut his hair.
Oh my God!
Charity, and people are freaking out.
Who cares?
No one gives a fuck. I mean,
moving on.
Love him, but this is not breaking news.
This is sad.
Bieber also got a cross tattoo on his face, like where a teardrop. Like
no, he didn't. Did
like
he?
A Lauren Conrad black mascara tear. There's now like a little Jesus
when did he,
cross.
Am I supposed to know that? Am I behind? When did he do that?
I just found out this morning. I burp all the time on this podcast, so you just let it out, girl.
God, I mean.
It's just like breathing with chutzpah, a burp. That's what I always say.
I feel like I should have known that. Why would he do that on his face?
I don't know.
Dude,
I mean.
That's like.
He's so annoying.
He's annoying. He's cute. I'm
he's like
say
a
it.
Little shit.
He's cute, though.
He
you
is
do
cunning,
him.
For sure.
All day.
Anytime.
All day.
Like, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, we have
Wait.
A picture. Oh my God. See,
oh, that's, it's tiny. It's, oh, it looks like a zit. It looks like he tattooed a zit on himself.
It does. It looks like he had an accident with like a beak pen at Staples. Yeah.
It looks like he was signing something with a Sharpie and just like nicked himself.
Like my grandma would be licking her thumb and wiping it like Jewish
Let
Windex.
Let me get that off you.
Yeah. She'd be like, you got a little schmuck on your face, honey.
Oh, gross.
So that's that. No one cares.
No one cares.
So this week, another really eye-opening news story. Kristen Bell opened up about having anxiety and the struggle and the suffer. Mm-hmm. And let me just say, yo comprendo mucho.
Very mucho. I'm so glad we're switching to Espanole.
I'm just trying to widen my audience. That's for you, Heidi. My friend Heidi is like a Cuban fiery sensation.
Now she's going to be mad at you.
No, she...
Now she's texting you right now.
Do you know what
she... Why are you making fun of fucking Spanish people?
No, I always like try to speak Spanish with her. And she actually said to me the other day, she's like... So I went to this wedding, and there was only, like, two Hispanic people there. And I just was so – and I was like, fuck. And I said to her, I'm like, I'm going to have to hire Hispanic people to come to my wedding because we need diversity hires. I was
diversity.
Like, fuck. I'm like, I didn't even think about that. And she's like, it's something you need to think about. If you have an all-white wedding, people are going to judge
you. They're going to judge hard. You're blonde. You're pretty. Fuck.
And I'm white.
Get this one in there.
Oh, no. Emu's in. She's representing the Asian quota.
I might need her for a couple of gigs.
She's for hire. And she's you can bring a few Asian friends if you could, Emu.
Yeah. What's your boyfriend situation?
She only likes white guys. I was like, great, Emu. That's fucking great.
Bring a girl. Just for fun.
Yeah. An Asian girl.
If you got an Asian lesbo couple, that's like a...
Can you just pretend to be lesbian at my engagement party?
I love that she said, like, oh, diverse wedding.
Yeah, and you know what, she kind of
like, it's a thing.
She made me self-conscious because I was like, I don't know how many black people are going to be
there. You're like, I'm white as fuck.
But technically I'm Jewish, so I feel like there is a minority that's being represented. I mean,
you're going to have your mom like dig for like some of those relatives that are a little darker.
Yeah.
Have them bearded.
Yes. No, we're going to spray tans on fleek.
Spray tans on fleek.
I don't want to be that girl.
You're like, why is my seventh cousin in the front row with a full beard? I don't even know that guy. And you're like diverse.
Yeah, diversity. Diverse. Yeah, I'm going to do all, like at my table, I'm not even going to have
friends. You're not going to know anyone. It's like some guy named Carl.
I'm going to run a Craigslist ad and just like try to find, I need a few more Indian people. Yeah. That's for sure.
You wear a bindi to your own wedding. Your fiance's like, why? What's happening?
It's like United Colors of Benetton at the head table.
You do like some weird saging shit that no one has any clue. You're like, this is a Hindu thing that we do.
Yes. We need everyone represented. I didn't even think about that. I was like, fuck.
When are you going to get married?
Probably like a year. Year and a half, maybe.
Give it time.
If I'm not rushing.
I'm gonna come.
Only if you wear.
I'm great at weddings.
Only if you wear a bindi.
I'm gonna wear a bindi
and a burqa
and a spray tan.
Something. And you have to do costume changes between every course. Just to represent all the different things. A kimono for main course.
Such a horrible joke, and then I was like,
no, you should say it.
No, I can't.
You can't say it. Was it about your kid?
Like, I'm gonna come in a wheelchair.
That's funny. That's not wrong.
I like pull in. Yes. With my kid on my lap. Yeah. My bindi on.
Pull the single mother card.
She fucking hired that chick.
But people would assume that I would hire people. I would make a speech about hiring people because I'm so
appropriate. You're like, I want to thank my best friend, Shaniqua.
Exactly. Shaniqua and Lamar, my best friends from childhood. Growing up in
born in the same
Westlake
room.
Village, Malibu adjacent. I've always been one with people.
All your angry friends are like, what? What? Texting furiously.
Heidi's a bridesmaid, so her job is to basically wrangle.
I'm so against your friends now.
I know. They're making me feel bad.
Yeah, I'm
fuck.
Against.
God damn it, Heidi. No, she's the best. So anyway, back to anxiety.
All I have is, all day long.
What are your anxiety specifically? Because I have very specific anxieties.
Mine is anxiety OCD.
Okay.
I think everything's on. Mm-hmm. I think...
Just leaving the house is a strug.
More than a strug. I mean, just getting out of here, I was like, I'm for sure left. Like, I'm convinced the hairdryer will set fire just from being plugged in.
Okay.
Anything that can possibly happen wrong will happen to me. And it usually does.
Oh, it does. See, because you're manifesting.
I'm manifesting it.
Yeah.
I'm accident prone. I worry about everything. Like war, could it come here? I'll watch something on like CSI, whatever.
See, that's why I don't watch the news, because ISIS really freaks me out.
No, I have no idea what's going on in politics or the world.
Me either, and I just pretend. The only thing I know, my friend Ruth told me that I should memorize something from the Quran. What is it called? Quran? Just in case ISIS comes to get me.
Yeah, you should be able to chant something off.
Yeah, you should be able to
But you'll have your higher whatever.
My what?
You'll have your higher Muslim with you.
Oh, that's right. And you'll just be part of my diversity plan for 2016. Exactly. So hopefully I won't be. I mean, but that's why I don't watch the news, because I get so scared about everything.
We're just two girls admitting that we have no idea what's going on in the world.
Yeah, and my excuse is that I have anxiety.
I have a kid.
Yeah, you have a kid and I have anxiety. No, no, you're sheltering them. It's good parenting.
If I watch the news before bed, I'm ready to fucking kill myself.
I can't even watch American Horror Story before
bed. No, it's too much out there. All scary. I feel like we're giving them ideas. My son loves to watch like CSI, cyber, all this stuff. And they're like hacking and they're like, here's exactly how you hack and make a bomb. And I was like, wait a minute.
Absolutely not.
Are we like literally
kick it back to Blue's Clues or something.
Right?
We did not have to deal with that shit. I watched The Amanda Show.
I watch MTV all day.
Real World?
Anything. I was so pissed with my mom that we weren't going to Daytona Beach when I was 12. I came upstairs and I go,
you're like, it's spring break.
I know. We lived in Ohio.
Oh my God.
My poor mom was like, single mom. I go, are you trying to ruin my life?
She's like,
and
yes.
She's like, why? I was like, why aren't we going to spring break Daytona Beach? Whoever like was the host at the time, I don't remember, but she had like
a Tara Reid.
Yeah,
or
she had like a bikini made out of flour. It was like the Coachella of that. Oh my God.
Oh, it was. It totally was. And you're dancing in the pool. Yeah. And just like with a yardstick of pina colada.
Yeah, my mom's working like three jobs and I'm just like throwing shit around my room. My Benetton, like rugby, like, fuck you. Why are you doing this to me? And my mom's like,
well, first of all, you're 12. So that
first of all, wait till you menstruate and then we'll talk about it.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. See, my anxieties are incredibly specific. It's less anxiety. It's more phobia driven.
Right.
Like I have and I don't talk about it often.
Illness?
I'm terrified of throw up. I know this is like...
Oh, then I have a story for you after
No, you
this.
Can't tell me, because I literally, my throat closes up if I even like talk about it. I up until a year ago, I couldn't even say the word. And I've never done it before, except from a panic attack, which is crazy.
I'm like dying. I'm holding back the story.
Don't
I'm
tell
like
me this. The story, because I will start sweating and I will start like... Emu knows. Like if she tells me she got food poisoning,
but
I will freak
now
out.
Now I secretly want to make you throw up.
No, it won't happen. I mean, I don't do it, which is the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And it's not just me. It's about people doing it. Food poisoning really scares me. Flu scares me.
Yeah.
People who drink too much and get sick, it scares me. And I love a cocktail.
To drink. I see you've got rosé right there.
Yeah, we have alcohol in front of us, but I never get sick. And it's just the idea of it scares me. That was her, not me. And that's kind of taken a backseat. I've kind of gotten over that, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because there was a while for like 6 months... when I was 20.
I can't wait for this wedding.
I would
only...
It's going to be fucking great.
It's going to be a fucking jam.
Yeah, there's going to be Ativan and all the gift bags.
Wow.
For everybody. And I only ate, like, noodles with butter, ginger ale, saltine crackers. Like, I would only
Do you, like,
eat...
live around the corner? Or do you have agoraphobia?
No, no. No, but it's gone away. It's totally gone away, partially because I didn't really talk about it that often. And then it didn't become, like, a thing.
Right.
And because people have, like, I've mentioned it in the podcast and people have messaged me, like, how did you get over it? I have the same thing. And I'm like, I just kind of didn't fucking talk about it that much. And I didn't let it, like, I didn't want to make
you.
It didn't consume me. And it wasn't a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's never, like, a jam of a subject either. You're like, you know what I want to talk about?
Phobia. Hilarious.
Can't see vomit.
Yeah, exactly. Because then also people want to rub it in your face more.
I know. So I really want to tell you this story. I won't.
Don't. Well, you can.
No, it's bad.
Is it funny?
It's like, no, I don't even know. I had to think about it. I'm like, is it funny?
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. It'll set me back.
If
it'll
I
regress.
Read the symptoms to anything. Like, I'm not even itchy.
Do you have a very serious gag complex?
As soon as I, like, read the symptoms, it's like a subtle itchiness to your skin. I'm like, well, I've been fucking itchy all week. Go on.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You're manifesting it. That's why sometimes, although I appreciate Kristen Bell being so open.
Yeah.
But, like, everyone kind of has anxiety.
Who came out with her? Came out. Like, I'm acting like they came out of the anxiety closet.
I don't know.
Captain America?
Who knows? Maybe.
I think he came out.
She's just basically saying that she has anxiety and depression and she's battled with it. And you know what? A lot of us do.
Yeah. Drink in, girl.
Drink it in. Whatever. Also, you know what? I joke a lot about Ativan, but I only take it if I need it. And it's like, I don't take it. I don't know.
That's like me when I text, like, I'm not really crazy. And then as soon as you read it, you're like,
no, I'm fucking crazy. Oh, I'm bad shit crazy. But I hate the feeling of it.
Yeah.
Some people really like it. It numbs
you. It numbs you.
I watch too many Real Housewives, and I've learned in life that I want to be a Bethany Frankel and not a Sonia Morgan.
Yeah.
So my biggest asset is being super articulate all the time.
Oh, I like that.
So I feel like Ativan deters that.
It does.
I'm ready to defend myself. I think it's the most important thing. Things I've learned from the Real Housewives.
Try a beta blocker.
What's that?
Yeah, they're good, right? I take them for migraine, but they kind of just calm you down. Overall.
Oh, okay.
But you can get a little bit like, what? Yeah.
Huh? See, what's I can't on? Deal with that. It yeah. makes me nervous. But that's why I'm stick to the happy juice because like
stay on what you know.
Love. I know it.
I'm a mom. You stay on what you know. Okay.
Okay.
Because don't mix it up.
Right. Yeah. I think it's too late in the game for me to start getting.
She goes like this, right?
Yeah.
Right?
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 Oh my God. I hate myself. Hate myself.
You'll slowly turn into your mother. Trust me. I'm on
oh
this
God,
like.
That's so scary.
I'm just watching it happen. I mean, I'm one day away from carrying around certs.
Oh, Jesus. Sometimes I yep. feel like I'm turning into my grandma Gloria, which is a good thing, but also like a really bad thing.
Yeah.
She switches tables every time we go to a restaurant.
I do that all the time. I'm never right. It's like, that one looks better over there. I'm breezy. I'm near the bathroom here.
I ask for a wine glass for my beer sometimes.
Well, that's nice.
Because
it's
I like,
I get it.
It's cute yeah. and it's festive. Yeah. She does that. And I'm like, ugh. Like, we went to a t-shirt sale one time. She got a t-shirt that was like $5. She will kill me for saying this because she's such
well,
a
she's
label
whore.
She's
probably listening right now.
She's definitely not. She doesn't even know what I do.
She's like, on the what? On the radio cast?
Yeah, she does no comprendo. She got a $5 t-shirt, and she was like, do you have a garment bag, and could I get this steamed? And I was like, Grandma, we are at a fucking sample sale. It's $5. Stop it. Like, go fuck yourself.
I hate it when other people move tables. I will move tables myself, personally, up to 3 times.
Same.
If I'm with somebody that wants to move tables, I'm like,
diva.
Fuck. Just sit your ass down.
Totally.
But meanwhile, I'm burning inside, like, I hate this table. I hate everything.
The lighting's bad.
Yeah, the light.
I'm looking into the bathroom.
Yeah, why?
I hate being by the kitchen.
And then I feel like they're for sure going to jizz in all your food now.
I know. That's the other thing you have to worry about. It's like, is it worth the atmosphere changing at
have
your
you
table?
Have you waitressed anywhere?
Never. I've never.
I have. I did. I did.
Did you ever do bad shit to people's food? Because I definitely would.
Somebody perked up over there.
Emu just got a second
Somebody
wind.
Somebody just woke up. Somebody's Ativan wore off. If people were really terrible to me, I was like 17, I would take their bread rolls and rub them on the kitchen floor.
See, that's why I never worked in a restaurant, because I would do the same shit all the time.
If they were mean to me, though, you had to be really mean.
Okay. Do they monitor that in the kitchen, or they
I don't think so.
Turn a blind eye?
I mean, this was back in the 1800s when I was 16, so... I don't know if they had spy cameras then, but I would just, right. I would give it like a quick, just a zhuzh.
Yeah.
You know?
I would totally
That's
have done that.
That's the sound of bread.
Hard, it was very hard bread roll.
It was a crusty loaf.
Crusty baguette against the floor. See, I feel like I'd do worse, like if people
yeah.
fucked with me, but then I'd be super nice, like, hey, enjoy, bon appetit, huh?
I do that when I hate somebody's outfit, I get crazy, crazy with the compliments. I'm
you
like,
do that?
I didn't realize it was a thing that I had until recently.
Is it because you're nervous you're going to insult them?
Maybe, but I went outside of a restaurant, I don't know to do what, but I had to go outside.
something
going on outside. And this girl was like, she was in a bad mood. Her boyfriend had taken her to the wrong restaurant. It was Little Door. You know how there's Little Door and then there's like the nicer.
The little next
yeah.
door? Yeah.
Poor girl thought she was going to the nice place.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend just
she's
like,
going to the cafe.
Yeah, she's going to the cafe. And I felt bad for her, but she looked ridiculous. She was so dressed up, even for the, like, dress.
Weird.
I'm not into sequins. And I just started.
Me either.
I just started. I was like,
love sequins.
She's like, I'm covered in fucking sequins. I was like, your dress is so cute. Oh my God. You look adorable. And I couldn't fucking shut up for 5 minutes. Finally, she was like, okay, I've had enough.
She's like, doth protest
yeah.
too much. You fucking
okay.
hate my
All
outfit.
Right.
I get
All
it, bitch.
Right, lady.
So that's a little passive aggressive if
is.
You really think about
yeah.
it. It's not like you're trying to hurt her feelings.
I'm getting help. It's fine.
Okay, good. You're seeing somebody
I'm
about
seeing
it.
Seeing somebody.
See, I need a dose of that because I just have realized in the past year, maybe 2 years, I've lost all social graces. Like, I don't even
oh,
know
yeah.
how to behave anymore.
No, me neither. I have no, like, what do you call it? Boundaries?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, I'm not even trying to be funny. I forget that people...
Verbal diarrhea.
It's so bad.
And then I'll try and dig myself out.
Right.
And the more you dig, when my son was in preschool, It's very diverse. There's lots of two mommies.
Can you send me their numbers?
I dug myself a grave so bad because at the Christmas play, I had run into, like, this awesome mom that I always saw. Right. I ran into her wife at the Christmas play, and...
You're like, you're a lesbian?
Basically. And she was like... She said something like, I like the layers in your hair. Where do you get your hair cut? And I was like, oh, this best guy. And you know what? He doesn't cut hair like a fucking faggot. And by the way, like, I will say faggot to my best friend.
Same.
And her face got so... She was irate. She stormed off. And I was like, so I had to go over there, and I went over there.
The play, I love that this is taking place at a preschool Christmas party. Right.
And so my a friend of mine's looking at me like, just leave it.
People don't understand. Then you just got to make it right, but you're making it worse.
So I go over there and I go, listen, I'm so sorry. I say faggot is like a term of love.
Yes.
And I followed with, and I'm sure it must have been so challenging to get into this school.
Oh my.
And I was like, couldn't stop myself. And I'm like, and I'm sure the struggles you have. And then I was I can do is start crying. And I'm looking over.
Crying is a good exit strategy.
Yeah, I look over her shoulder. I see my friend going, are you fucking crying?
You should have brought her a Home Depot gift card or something.
Yeah. I'm like, here.
Really seal the
deal.
Got
you some overalls.
Here's some new Crocs with the charms on them. Yeah, rainbow woo! Charms.
Do you love them?
Oh my God.
Isn't faggot acceptable?
You know what? I think it depends on the person saying it because, like, I'm clearly not homophobic. I am a gay man.
Yeah.
I mean, I really...
You can tell by your jacket.
Yeah, hello. I'm wearing, like, a fucking studded boot and a hot pink biker jacket. I am a gay...
Wow, you really are a gay man.
I am the gayest man of all time. So I feel like I'm part of the community.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can say... I call people fags. I say, that's so gay.
So gay.
And
super gay.
But I don't mean it derogatory. I kind of mean it like as a good thing. Like I say, oh God, how
that's
gay.
So gay.
But I say it to my gay friends.
Yeah.
And they're not offended. So if they're not offended, I don't care if strangers
angry
are offended
because
they don't know me.
She's just an angry lesbian.
She was an angry lesbian.
It's fine. And her wife actually felt bad about it. She came over. She's like, listen, I think if she knew you a little more and I was
right.
Like,
that's the problem.
She was cool about it.
That's the problem.
But man, I've really had to check how much I throw those terms around.
Well, at preschool, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be, like, odd.
I'm a real hit with the parents.
Are you? Do you have, like, a cool mommy group or no?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I get my kid in there and I get out. I keep my head to the ground.
Nice, yeah.
I move in, I move out. There's no exchanges. There's no coffee time.
No,
none
is there
that
one mother at
there's
the school
that
that's
mom.
Just the fucking cunt
like,
of the
what?
West?
She always says to me, are you cold?
Oh, my God. What
it's
a bitch.
Fucking L.A. It's 83 always. I'm not fucking cold.
Or she wants you to cover up?
She wants me to cover up.
Okay. She can
calm
go
down.
Fuck herself.
Calm down.
God
it's so passive aggressive. Are you cold?
Moms?
Are either of you cold?
I'm okay. Kind of hot, actually. I'm wearing a lot of clothes. Okay. Here's another one for you.
What else can we disgrace ourselves with?
Speaking of babies. I mean, this makes me really want to have a kid. I was just talking to Emu about this earlier. She's like, when do you think you want to have a kid? And I'm like, I don't really want to have one for, like, as long as possible.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work. Just thinking about 9 months, no drinking, no sushi. What the hell am I going to do? A little sushi?
Yeah.
Like a cooked roll?
Yeah.
Once
my
in a while?
My kid's fine.
Okay. And you dabbled?
I dabbled.
Okay.
The worst is that first 2 months where it just looks like you ate like a fuck ton of burritos and you got sober.
Right.
And you can't tell anyone.
Like, what's wrong with her? Why isn't she drinking? Does she have a problem?
I thought I was going to murder people at a barbecue. I was just like fat. I couldn't drink. And I was just like,
people are like, she's kind of going through something.
She's going through a bad time.
Oh,
look
no.
at her. She's bloated. She said she's
yeah, because you
drinking.
Can't say anything because it's like superstitious.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to do that. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to devise a serious mocktail plan. If I'm
you
not
really
drinking
are.
A dirty martini, people are going to know.
God, you said dirty martini, and I'm like.
Doesn't that sound good right now?
Do I want the wine? No.
Yeah, it's looking right at you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you know there's a new law that passed in New York that bartenders are not allowed to deny pregnant women alcohol?
That's very strange.
Isn't that kind of strange?
That's
I don't know
very
how I
weird.
Feel about it. Because, like, on one end. If you want to drink, you're going to drink.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to live with, like, the public shame of, like, doing shots of Patron with a fucking fetus inside
you. Yeah, I mean,
you,
that's fine. Like,
like
it's
no
kind
judgment.
Of on, it's kind of on them.
It's totally on them. It shouldn't be, like, the bars.
Yeah.
You know.
We're putting too much of a tax on the bartenders if we're leaving it up to them.
Yeah, like the child's health is in some
like,
hipster fuck
like,
mixologist's hands.
She's like,
no, thank you.
She's like, it's taking you 17 minutes to make that drink. I'll just have a shot.
Yeah. Shots, everyone. Shots.
Poor
get
girl.
I'll get a bottle of Goose.
Yeah. And poor
a girl. Straw.
She's trying to have one cocktail. He's like, and then I'm just going to put in 4 drops of absinthe. She's like, right. Fuck me in the face.
Lavender syrup.
Ugh.
Kill me. And sushi, too. Can't deny him sushi. Can't deny him anything anymore in New York.
Some, like, cheeses you weren't supposed to have.
Soft
honey.
Cheeses, yeah.
You've been doing your pregnancy research. Is there something you want to tell us?
Absolutely not. Believe me. If I was pregnant, it wouldn't...
Don't be a pregnant bride. Such a...
It's so gross.
So gay.
It's so gay. It's so middle America. I can't pull that shit off.
So stupid. Just don't get married like I did.
It's too red state. I'm not going to be fucking pregnant.
You can't be... What, were you going to put a bow under there?
Disgusting.
So embarrassing.
Absolutely not. I can't even...
What a disgrace. Your grandmother will freak the fuck out.
She would freak the fuck out.
I think you should get pregnant now.
I'm going to... You know
now
what I did?
I want you to do it. Because that handles your diversity problem right there.
Oh my God. Then I'm already edgy. I'm the edgy bride.
Yeah. You can do anything.
And it wouldn't be like a shotgun wedding because I was engaged
we
before
already
I got...
We already heard it.
Yeah.
We saw the ring. It looks real.
It's real. We'll see. I don't know.
Still on your hand? Doubt it.
I think so.
it's on my hand now.
Actually, I did fake a pregnancy. This is so terrible.
Oh, my God.
I did
Here
this.
We go.
I can't believe I haven't told
Here
this.
Here we go.
So I had a family member that worked like at a pregnancy clothing store. Mm-hmm. And in the dressing rooms, they had those like bumps that you put on your body that they're like elastic or whatever.
This one's like, don't do it. Don't throw yourself under the
bus. No, I'm going to do it. I don't give a fuck.
She's like, I don't think
this
you
is one of my
it.
Favorite stories. I blocked it out. Sometimes I do things like this and then I never discuss it
because
again.
Because they're so shameful. I do it all the time.
Yeah, but I just remembered. So I stole like I think it was a 6-month bump.
Yeah.
And I was in college at the
Did
time.
Have?
Came back. It was Rosh Hashanah. And I thought it would be so hilarious to play a joke on my Aunt Sandra.
Yeah.
Who, she's my grandma's sister. She's like 85 years old.
Yeah, Sandra.
She's, Aunt Sandy.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen her in a while, so.
So you killed her. So she's dead now.
It was Rosh Hashanah. I get this bump.
Yeah.
I put it on. I, like, wear this, like, flowy dress. And then I had my friend Ian, who's actually now my fiance's business partner, which is super weird how this
super
worked out.
Weird.
I kind of manifested this partnership.
Right.
I had him, he was just coming over to hang for Rosh Hashanah. We joked and said that he was my baby daddy and that I had gotten pregnant in
Sandra's like
in college. She was mortified and she kept like whispering around. She kept giving me like really weird eye
Does
contact.
Anyone else know about this?
I was like drinking a Pellegrino. I started eating pickles.
Yeah.
And like
ice cream,
the whole thing, because I just wanted to see how she would react, like knowing that I was knocked up at 19 or whatever, and just to see the
You're
shame.
Like, oh, my back.
Totally. I was like, can I sit? Like, my back is killing me. I'm
hemorrhoids.
Like, we've got an announcement to make.
Yeah.
And I kept doing that, like, before they brought out, like, the cold cup platters and the lox and bagels. I was like, I have to say something. And then we told her at the end, and she was pretty horrified. So it was just like a good family fun. It's just things that
Can't
you do at holidays.
Can't wait to see her at the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hunt her down.
Hunt her down. You'll see her. You'll know which one she is.
I'm like, Sandra?
Sandy?
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
How you
I'm
doing,
Sandy.
Babe?
Hey, girl. What's up?
I was like, you know she's pregnant for real, right?
Yeah. It's real this time. It's real this time. It's not foam. That's
she's
just real.
Sitting there. Yeah. Rocking back and
She's
forth.
Like, God damn it. What a disgrace to our family.
God, I come from hardcore Catholics. It's the same level of guilt and shame.
But is there Catholic guilt?
Oh, yeah.
Is it worse than Jewish guilt?
It's right on par.
Okay. But I feel like Catholics might be like, it might be in a more roundabout way. Like, Jewish people are so, like, Jewish grandmothers are like the most overly direct.
Right.
Like, they will give you
Oh, yeah.
The
no,
hook.
Ours
they
is
will...
passive aggressive.
Right. Like,
where you're like,
wow.
Oh, that's nice. Are you going to be able to get a ticket home before I die? Or what's going on there?
Right.
Okay. Because I'm 84 and it's really hard for me to get to Chicago. I'm like, Grandma, you're on speaker.
Yeah.
You know? So she's like, I can't hear you. What?
Papa, say it again.
She also is the only person that will talk into my cell phone and say, pick up. I'm like, it's...
Oh. She thinks that there's a,
she
like,
thinks
a
I'm hanging out like there's like a rotary phone and I'm like
screening.
Yeah. Must be grandma.
Oh my God.
Pick up Elizabeth.
That is so cute.
Yeah, she's
gotta
sweet.
Love her. What's her name?
Geraldine.
Gerald, of course it is. Geraldine. What a name.
Right?
Is that
What's your grandma's name?
Gloria.
Gloria and Geraldine.
And then I have a grandma Carol, but she refuses to be called grandma, so she goes by Mimi.
They always do. All the grandmas that don't want to go by, it's always like a Mitzi or a Mimi. It's like, you're a grandma.
Yeah, she's super gilfy, so I get it.
Right.
Like, she wants...
Grandma, a gilfy.
She's so gilfy. I got my other grandma, Gloria, who's... She's older. Yeah. She's like old school Jewish grandma, but she's hot as fuck, too. I got her a hat that said gilf 1 year.
Yeah.
And I told her that I made a donation to the Geriatric Institute of Life and Fitness. And she was like, my daughter or my granddaughter donated to charity for me. She was like bragging. She wore it around all day.
You're like.
No, it was awesome. She was wearing a hat that said gilf, like in public.
She's like got her golf bag like, I'm heading out.
She's like, my granddaughter bought this for me for charity.
Look at this. I'm going up so to the club.
Happy. Yeah, then my fucking cunt cousin told her what it meant. And she was
fucking
like.
Fucking cunt cousins.
I know. They're I have so many. So many.
That's
of
why
them.
I don't go home.
Do you have
kidding.
A lot of cousins?
I do.
Do you like them?
I like some of them. I like some of them. I need to go home. We're going to go home in June. Do you have, it's going to be interesting.
Do you let them know their ranking system?
Yeah.
Right so away. Do I. Like, yeah. I like, you know, yeah. I was thinking about this
yesterday.
I let
everyone know their ranking system.
It's a great way to live. Everyone should do this. It's not a bad thing to let people know, like, where they rank in your life. Friends, family, coworkers.
You apply, like, a number 2 sticker onto them. They're like, what the fuck is that? You're like, nothing.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, I definitely like this person more than you. It could change in a couple months.
That's why I have an 18 pressed onto my shirt.
You're number 18. That's good.
You're like, it only goes to 19, so.
As long as you can, like, rank top 20, the people you really love.
Yeah.
People you really love, maybe top 10.
Dude, I don't know what happened. Dude. Like,
dude. Bro. Dank. Dank bro. I like that.
Dude. No, as you, they're, I don't know, as I'm getting older, I'm getting less and less girlfriends. I can't fucking tolerate it.
Girls are really annoying.
I'm just to the point where I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but you have to find girlfriends that you could say that to that understand. That's how you know you're like a cool girlfriend. I say to my friends all the time, I'm like, you are so fucking stupid. Or like, shut the, this is, I say all the time, I'm like, there are children dying.
Oh my God, that video. Fine. That video of Kim losing her diamond earring. I've watched it 1,000 times.
It's. Do you keep up with the Kardashians?
Just on that video, because when What's Her Butt comes out and goes, Kim, come on, there's people dying in Africa.
That was
and
good.
She's in full sob mode. She's wearing like some fucking leotard with all of her shit hanging out. I'm like, what am I watching? It's 1 a.m.
But it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Puts life into perspective.
And I love how Kris Jenner's just like, she has no idea whose side to be on. She deep down knows that it's an asshole move. And she's just like,
she's making a commission. She's like, whatever. Gotta get the guy.
Who the fuck looks in the ocean for a fucking diamond earring?
Who the fuck finds it? They found
it. They found it? Oh, so you watched the whole show.
Of course.
I only saw the like.
Oh, no. They found it. That was
of
the craziest
thing. They fucking found it. How many people did they have diving?
I mean, I can imagine, like, a fucking a squad.
It was probably, like, a quarter-size earring, too. It was probably, like, this big.
It's, like, the size of a car.
She's like, I got it. It's just a rock.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian are having a baby.
Well, you know I had to Google Rob Kardashian.
Did you think he died like the rest of us?
The header.
Too real. Sorry, guys. Not sorry.
Too real too soon. Is he dead?
No. One of them is. The senior is. Oh, that's right. Too soon. Sorry, guys. But I'm just reporting the news.
It's too soon after the series.
Yeah, I know.
The series only wrapped a couple weeks
ago. It's been decades. Come on.
I Googled it, and it literally said, people are waiting for their big name reveal. Guess what? Nobody's fucking waiting for your name reveal.
No one cares.
Can you imagine? They're like, I'm about to eat this yogurt. Wait, hold on.
Rob and Blac Chyna, whoever the fuck
she
is.
Who the fuck is she?
I know is that she has a baby with Tyga, who is dating. This is the only reason we're even talking about it, because I'm normally on a Kardashian cleanse, but I was really trying to break this down. I was explaining this to my fiance earlier, because he was like, huh? Who? What? Oh. And I was trying to explain it. I'm like, this is kind of bizarre. So Rob Kardashian is having a baby with Blac Chyna, who also has a baby with Tyga, who's dating Kylie.
Shut up!
Yes. Yes.
That's so weird and gross.
Right?
How old's the baby?
Like 4, 5, 4.
I thought you were gonna be like 4 months.
What's the baby's name?
She's like holding
King Cairo.
Come on,
fucking kill me.
I love it when people say the big reveal. I also have a real problem.
He's 3. Who gives a fuck?
He's 3.
Whatever. 3 years too old.
She's like, he's 3. Get it right if you're gonna rag on them. I love it when people say big reveal or sneak peek.
Oh, at the baby? At
no,
the
no,
name?
No. I'll troll the Instagram at night, and I love like these fake models from San Diego, and it's like, sneak peek of my new collection. I'm like,
oh my God.
Guess what?
There's no collection, sweetheart. You're a model on Instagram. Yes. There's no sneak peek. No one gives a fuck.
I'm just shut the doing fuck that.
Up. Sneak peek.
Sneak peek what? Of my new collection.
It's always like, wait a minute. No. You've got to be, you can't be 5'4 and be a model. You're a model on Instagram. Nobody's waiting. It'll be like her all airbrushed out going, sneak peek of my new tennis shoe.
And I'm convinced so many people buy followers. I'm like, I'm positive about it.
There has to be.
I am 100% positive. You can pay for likes and you can pay for people to follow you. And that's not something to aspire to as Instagram really followers. You should want more numbers in your bank account, not in your fucking following.
You're
who
right.
gives a fuck?
You're right.
Bunch of strangers. Like, who cares?
I get some weird followers where it's like some guy from like the Ukraine. Now I'm racist again.
Is
that racist?
Fine.
I don't know.
It's so not racist.
But he'll have like 2 posts and be following 7,000 people. I'm like, are they getting paid to troll the internet for people?
I mean, I should be getting paid to troll the internet.
Can we get paid to troll the internet?
I would like in on that because I am a genius internet stalker.
Oh, my whole theory is I don't know why the FBI don't hire women that have been dumped within 3 hours and put them on any case.
Right?
I'm like, okay, so listen. He dumped me 3 hours ago. My tag geo source says he's in Echo Park.
Right.
What the fuck is he doing over there?
And then you find other people in Echo Park.
And then you find, you're like, so listen, I see his car is in his driveway. So he Ubered. It's like.
And then you can go on his email.
Yeah, you can fucking
find the Uber receipt.
They should have like a SWAT team of us.
Yes.
Like they were like, we need 4 fresh ones, 4 dumpies, bring them in. We would solve so much shit.
Some people never lose it either, even if they're not dumped. Some people just got it.
I'm the worst. I got dumped last year on Valentine's Day, and I wouldn't accept it. I go like this. I'll see you in a little bit.
You're like, okay. No, that's okay.
It was like 6:30, and I'm not the normal one in my group, but I keep it together.
Yeah.
And my friend who is the normal one was like, I don't think you should go. I was like, oh, I'm going.
Okay, so what happened? Was it a text? Was it a phone?
He phone dumped.
Ooh.
And we were like in
what a
thing.
Dick.
I was like, I had a red dress on. I was making a cake. And I was like, you don't phone. What?
Phone. You couldn't. By the way, couldn't you have waited like a fucking few days or done it a few days earlier?
When I look back at it now and I see my friends wig out, I'm like, do you remember me on Valentine's Day when I fell asleep in Daniel's front yard with a bottle of scotch? Do you want to end up like that?
Is that what happened?
I peed in his alley 3 times.
Can you just tell me from beginning to end? Like,
so
this is like
bad.
My lullaby. Like, this is like my bedtime story. Please tell me.
Like,
take it away.
I hung up and I was like, unaccepted dump. Nope. Not hearing it.
Nope.
No.
Still very much together.
We are together. It's Valentine's Day at 6:40. This is illegal in some, like, this is a law of girl. Like, no.
By the way, you could have killed him that same night and you probably could have
gotten away with it.
Yeah.
I had gone to the Grove. I bought him one of those weird glass, like, air plants. I was like, fuck this shit. I am going to deliver this air plant. I made fucking cupcakes. I bought a dress from Reformation and fuck that shit. I was going to get fucked right and given that fucking air plant away.
Right.
My most together friend was like, you know, babe, I feel like what you should do is maybe come over here, have some wine, decompress.
Breathe into a paper
bag.
And
she's like, I really think going over there is sending a message that you didn't hear it and maybe you sleep on it. And then I was like, I can't talk right now. Drove right over there.
No.
He was gone. I had a bottle of like something that I was bringing over for dinner. I refused to accept it. I went into an altered state. I drank the whole thing. Sat in his yard.
Backyard, front yard.
Front yard.
Excellent. Does front he have yard. Like a patio, like a lawn chair or something?
Found my emergency cigarettes in the glove box. Sitting there with a fucking cake, a red dress, smoking. My phone battery's dying. It's just a string of texts with my friends going, we sent you an Uber. 3 Ubers showed up that I sent away.
Like, nope, wrong
pass.
House.
Pass. I pass on that. I refuse to take it. He shows up and his friends are like, oh my god. And I was like, yeah, in a PJ alleyway 3 times. I want to talk about it inside.
At least you didn't break
You're
a window
crying.
Or something.
I mean, it's horrifying.
No, it's so good though. Oh, I'm really, I'm like actually crying right now. That was so great. I love stories.
So
like
anyway,
that.
I'm great with advice.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you any relationship advice. Like, actually, or maybe I will. I think that's fucking genius, by the way. That's hilarious.
He still won't speak to me.
He wants
to. It's been a year. And I'm like, I count the days. I'm like, should it's we been call 391 him? Days.
I dare you to text him right now.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It was like.
I would call him.
He was so annoyed. I was so drunk. I was taking pictures of the cake. I was like, look at the cake I baked. Boom. The neighbor came
cake,
out.
Cake.
The neighbor came out, and I was like, I'm just peeing in the alleyway. I'm just waiting for my boyfriend to come home. She's like, did you get dumped? I thought I heard him dump you a couple hours ago.
Like, no, he's just picking up some more presents.
We're taking space. Yeah. It's weird. No. One, don't you know, nobody gets dumped on Valentine's
it
Day.
It takes two to tango. Yeah. Okay. No.
There's two people involved in this dumping.
Mm-mm. Wow. And then he just didn't come home? You just gave up? Did you finally accept an Uber? Or you just, weathered the storm and went home the next morning?
What happened? I went in, we talked.
Oh. Ooh.
I think it was like he was dealing with like a jumper. Okay. You know, like he was like, oh,
yeah, get off the ledge, don't do it.
I'll bring her in.
Very Jack Dawson and Rose.
Yeah. Good reference.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Titanic references.
10 points.
Thank you.
He then went on a vacation, and then I started remarking on his Instagram because there was a girl there, and I was like,
cute.
It said like dog bite. And I said something. I said, I feel sorry for that dog.
That's awesome.
It said, they went to Mexico and they both got attacked by a dog. And I was like, I wonder why. And I wrote on there, I go, oh, that poor dog. I hope it doesn't get anything.
Oh. That's amazing.
My friends were like, you're losing your mind. I'm like, am I?
But it's fun to do that.
Am I losing my mind? Or are you guys losing your minds?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. Like, I can imagine going pretty fucking crazy.
You don't dump on Valentine's Day.
You don't do that. That's so fucked up. It's so, that's just like shitting on your face.
You know you're going to get cake and you're going to get super good sex. Like, do it the next 2 days later.
Even the day after is better. Like, there's no worse day.
Or come over and do it like a man
to
my face.
Right. I got dumped on my 12th birthday, and it still burns.
I get it.
And I know the guy.
Do you want to call him?
You know what? We've discussed it, actually, because I still see him. He cuts my fiance's hair now.
God, you rope in everyone.
See, that's what a real psychopath does.
You're like, guess what? No one's getting over me.
That's right. I hope every day he wakes up and just curses the day that he let me go. Pretty sure he doesn't.
You're like, guess who's marrying us?
Yeah.
My freshman year boyfriend.
Exactly. Doug Shumway, I hope you're ordained.
Yeah.
College boyfriend.
He's at home like.
I was going to invite him to my engagement party, my ex-boyfriend. Yeah, I thought that'd be so fun. And be like, ha, we could have gotten married.
Look at me now.
Look at me now. Bet you regret that decision.
Don't you always have that fantasy of like being in a room of all your exes and just seeing?
Literally every day.
Every day, right?
Every day. Because I don't.
Does anybody else have that fantasy?
I feel like people have to. People just don't admit it. They're like, I'm so over it.
Yeah, I'm super slutty, so I'm like, God, it'd be a pretty fucking big room. Like,
same.
Yeah.
Same.
Like a banquet room or what you got going on there?
Need a banquet hall.
We're going to need a
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
No, it's not that you even have feelings anymore, but it's just an ego thing. Like, I still want everyone that I've ever dated.
Never move on.
I want them to be trolling on my Instagram. I want them to be consumed with what I'm doing. I want them to be so jealous that I'm getting married.
Yeah.
I want them to, I do, right? And I'm not afraid to admit that.
No, I don't want anyone to move on. Why should you?
No, we're fantastic. We're gorgeous. We're hilarious.
I die when people move on. I'm like, oh my God, he's got like a legit girlfriend.
I know.
Because for a while they get the like stupid ones and you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's not going to last.
Oh, cute. She's wearing a banana clip.
And you compare yourself and it's like fun.
You're like, whatever, look at her. And then they get like a good one. You're like, holy shit. She's a surgeon and a model? What all?
Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
It's not great. And at that point,
that's
you just
when
have
I start
to
reaching out via text. I'm like, hey.
How are you?
My God, so good to see you.
Drinks? Coffee? Yeah. Sandwiches?
I bet you she's no good in bed, huh?
Just a little passive-aggressive, like, tidbits.
Yeah.
That's smart. I like that. Yeah. I'm very, very into it. I feel like we have a camaraderie there.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite news story. I feel like this is perfect on theme with what we were just talking about. Like,
I love her.
Okay, I love this woman too. I sent you the article. So there's a woman, she was on a plane in a tiara, as you should be. I'm assuming she was in coach.
I reached for the rosé.
I know, right? No, she's in coach, which is hilarious, in a tiara.
I didn't get that part that she was in coach.
Well, she says she normally flies private.
Well,
which,
yeah.
And her job description, this woman, is a curator. Whatever the fuck that means. I would like to say that I'm a curator as well.
Yeah,
I don't know
are.
What I don't know what it means, but I like how
you're a curator of this fucking room.
Absolutely. I am a curator of this room. So, yes, her job description is curator. She's in a tiara. She's on a plane, okay? And she decides that she needs to sprawl her body out on, like, three seats. Which, by the way...
Can you even imagine the check-in with the tiara, though? Like...
Like, putting it in the fucking bin through TSA? You're
like, let me just take this off real quick. Like, how is she not flagged immediately? Like, hey,
bitch gate, in a tiara.
Gate 4C, there's a fucking chick with a tiara on.
I mean...
Alert.
To die for. Like, but I love her. Obsessed with her. Obsessed
Please
with her.
Please tell me the whole story.
So, okay, so this bitch in a tiara, this curator, gets on a plane.
This B.I.T., yeah?
Yes, in a coach. Economy, maybe. And she decides, you know, one seat isn't enough, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
Like, I always pray that I get a seat next to me. And I don't care if it's a three-seater,
like,
I take
if
it.
If there's one next to me, I'm like, watch me spread. Watch me spread. I need all this.
Totally. Same. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're flying.
Coughing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any.
I'm like, sorry, I don't feel too well. Exactly. So she decided to just, like, take three seats up. And she put the armrests up. She is lounging like she is in fucking first class with her tiara on a throne. And apparently someone said something to her who was in her row, like, you know, you're kind of in my space. Yeah. Like, this is not a, you know, a footrest. It's my lap.
Heel. Your kitten heel is poking me.
It's got to be a kitten heel.
Got to be.
It's got to be a pointed kitten heel.
Old school Prada kitten heel.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. God. I know what you're talking about.
Polka dots on the bottom. Go on.
So then... I guess she was very perturbed that she was woken up in the middle of her slumber. And she, so she called him a fat ass. She called him, it was a girl.
I was going to say, I thought it was a woman.
I'm sorry, it was a woman. She called her a fat ass, a granola girl, and she called her ugly. And then she bit her.
I mean...
So awesome.
How do you bite... Like, how do you even get there?
Well, I mean, that would be, like, the last plan of attack for me. Like to bite someone? Yeah. I would smack them. I would claw
them. I just looked at you. Like, where would I bite you? And I'm like, top of your right shoulder.
Yeah, because there's a bone.
Yeah, I can get something there. Like...
It would hurt.
She goes... bite on the face.
Oh, you bite the face? Okay,
bite
emo.
The face.
Sketch ball.
She's like... She's got, like, a prior.
Yeah, she's like, I know about these things. I get in a lot of bar fights. I would just smack someone or punch them. I've been slapped on a plane. True story. When I was a child, I was attacked on a plane by a woman from New Zealand who got escorted out of the country.
I swear
to God, me and my cousin Claire, because we were kicking the back of her seat.
Well, I get it then.
And from LA to Honolulu, and we were
from LA to Hong Kong. I don't know what her fucking problem was.
We were being really annoying, and she kept looking back at us. And then when we got off the plane, we were all like, you know,
smacked you?
She turned. Well, then it was my fault because she was in front of my cousin, and I did the domino effect where I shoved my cousin.
Yeah, smart. You're like, wow, so she how would, old like, are you?
I was.
Like a kid.
I'm going to lie about my age here.
She's like, this was last year.
I was 13, to be fair.
That's fine.
No, I was 12, I think. Right. I was like 21.
Yeah,
I was 13, and I pushed her, and then I pushed her into the other woman, and she turned around, and she, bitch, snapped, and she shoved my cousin. She slapped.
That's not allowed.
She slapped us, and like we had like marks, and it was the we started laughing so like that's you know when you're
was your,
a real
were your,
piece
see
of
how
shit.
I'm a mom so see how I'm like what no somebody had a kid.
My parents were in first class. We were in coach.
Such a me move. I'm like, this is weird. This is where the grown-ups ride. I don't make the rules. I
was
know
like
it's so
six
weird.
Flying by myself, like in the back of the fucking plane, like Rosa Parks.
I'm like, can I get a peanut or?
Nope. And my parents are like, champagne.
Your mom's like, what do you want, a Chardonnay? Jesus.
Exactly. Verbatim. And yeah, so one of the flight attendants saw it actually. And then it was a whole thing. The police got involved. We were escorted to it was so great. Great fucking story.
I mean, I've wanted to hit some kids myself, but you fucking can't.
I would, by the way, I would totally hit a kid on a plane. I hate children on planes. There should be a soundproof bin. Overhead
I drug
bin.
Mine. I've got lucky. I have like a
Benadryl.
Benadryl them.
Totally. That's what good parents should
do. Put them over my shoulder, throw them into the seat, belt them up, give them an iPad.
Exactly. Some headphones and an iPad.
I nanny.
Yes.
I love these people that are like, we don't do TV or iPads.
Like, okay.
Okay. Good luck with that. Your kid
sucks, okay?
Your kid is a ball of shame.
Totally.
And has no idea what anything is.
Yeah, get him some fucking headphones. Yeah. So back to this curator girl. Yeah. I need to know her name. I want her on this podcast. I swear
you
to God.
We gotta get her.
We have to get her to call in because she's unfucking believable. She went to court. She was charged with 50 hours of community service and anger management classes. I don't see
I'm
why.
I'm drink this really quietly.
Just, I know, sorry. I put ice in it because I'm, you know, like an old woman.
It's like memories of first class Chardonnay.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, she said her only crime was looking glamorous and she's being targeted of fashion envy.
I did Google some images of her. I mean, she looks legit. She looks like she gets around a little bit.
I know, she looks very well traveled. Okay, her name is Stacey Engman. Her community service is to teach kids how to design tiaras. I mean, can I sign up for that class
what
or how
state
does that
is this?
New York.
Oh, New York.
Isn't it New York? A lot of shit goes down in New York. You can be pregnant and have a cocktail.
Then you can go take that fucking tiara class.
Then you can go bite someone on a plane and get rewarded with like a children outreach plan.
Yeah.
I'm fucking amazing. I'm moving to New York, I think.
Well, you should get married there at least.
For sure. And pregnant.
More diverse.
Yeah, more diverse. I'm going to have like all my big life moments. Yeah. And the first time I assault somebody on a plane, it's going to be in New York.
This wedding has so much riding on it at this point.
I know.
We really built it up today.
It's the social event of the season, everyone. And Stacey Engman is invited.
Yeah.
I'm going to borrow a tiara from her, maybe. Please tell everyone where we can find you. I love you.
Oh, thanks.
You're great.
Thanks.
Right, and I don't say that to everybody. There's a lot of people that come on this podcast I fucking hate.
Oh.
You're a joy.
Thank you, lady.
You're
right
welcome.
Back at you.
Thank you.
I'm going to use my broadcaster voice. You can find me at Liz Carey on Instagram.
Ooh.
And you can listen to at Girl Boss Radio every Thursday.
Listen to at Girl Boss Radio. Follow her. Watch her on
Fameless
on True TV.
Yeah. It's coming back this summer.
Everyone watch it. Follow me at Jackie Schimmel. Subscribe to this podcast. Give us 5 stars. Write a review. I read them.
Mm-hmm.
Please. See you next Tuesday.